Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And it is day five. I am so sad because I love working with melon, but have I got one recipe to send everybody away with a bang. Spicy melon with fig and aged Parmesan grilled flatbread. I'm going to teach you start to finish. Hopefully we can get this done in 3 minutes. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to do is 1 cup of flour, 2 pinches of salt, 2 tablespoons of vegetable shortening. That goes into a bowl and we're gonna work that together. This is almost similar to making tortillas from scratch, except what we're gonna do, instead of flattening them out low, we're gonna get this beautiful recipe and we're gonna put it over a hot grill. And once it's on a hot grill, we'll see how quick this flatbread really cooks up. We're gonna top with a tablespoon of chili flakes, 1 tablespoon of dry cilantro, and 2 cups of diced melon. We'll go right over the top of our flatbread. 3 ounces of aged Parmesan cheese and black mission figs. Now, they're not quite in season, not yet, but we're getting there. But when they do become in season, you always do it to taste. And with black mission figs, in my opinion, they go so much better with melon than any of the other types of figs that we grow here in this beautiful state of California. And it blends so well with the Parmesan and the chili flakes and that nice flatbread. It really brings everything to life. And I always do salt and pepper to taste. Now remember, when we are making the flatbread, we want to mix all the dry ingredients first. Our cup of flour, our salt, our chili flakes, and our cilantro. And then we will add in our vegetable shortening. With your hand, what I want you to do is put it in the bowl and work all that mixture together in your hands. And what we want the mixture to look like is just some nice dry sand. And the very last thing I'm gonna do is just add a little bit of water to taste. And the reason why I say to taste is you never know how much water you need in your mixture, but we only need enough water just to get this mixture to combine together. Then I'll flour my work surface there. We'll put our flatbread down. And what we wanna do is when we roll the flatbread is I want it to be rustic and I want it to be beautiful. So you can do this however you want. I usually try to aim for getting everything at least into the shape of an oval. But if you can't do that and all you're getting is a square and or an oblong shape, it's okay because when we're cooking Untamed, anything goes. Let that grill up. It takes about 2 minutes on each side and enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And I want to give a special thanks to everybody who's been giving us likes on Facebook and showing love. We really appreciate that. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.